Hello, everybody. This is Tony McGinn again. I'm helping today with the call. Welcome to the Christ Blessing Call for June 23rd, 2019. It's a joy and a blessing just to be here with you. If you'd like to offer a blessing or make a comment, you're welcome to hit *61. And we'll take some blessings. And Glenn is going to be with us in just a few minutes. So I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts, your comments, your observations. If you have any solstice observations or insights, intuitions, that would be wonderful to hear that as well. So we got a call from area code 903.
Yes.
Hello. Hello, and tell me your name again.
Stormy is my nickname, is what I use for my music. Glenda likes to call me by my nickname, Stormy's Music by Ben.
Hi, Stormy. Thank you for calling in. It's always good to hear you on the call. What do you have to share with us today?
First off, a special blessing for our president who did not decide to retaliate on the drone that was shot down. The man is not a warmonger. That's very clear. He couldn't kill innocent people. Very special blessing for him and the unique events that are happening in the world. I also found a New Age church near me that has, the minister has a copy of Love Without End, and in the near future, I'll be able to go visit and help them expand their awareness.
That's wonderful. Sounds like a real blessing there.
Yeah, out here in East Texas, in the Bible Belt, those people must have to be quiet. It's a college, a religious college town, a small town. But just the fact that those things are happening and people are coming to me for little insights and little awakenings, just, you know, my day-to-day encounters in a very small town, but you can get a lot done even in a small town.
Yeah, I would imagine. Do you kind of live out in that area, out in East Texas?
Yes, I'm in a little town of Emory, Texas, about halfway between Fort Worth and Longview, where I was born in Longview. I got the nickname Stormy. I was born in a thunderstorm. They said it shook the entire hospital.
Wow.
So my step grandfather says, well, we should name him Stormy. And that stuck with all of my family and all my church members.
Wow.
And I've got a very unusual magnetic field. Very, very strong. I appreciate your astrology also. I've done some Mayan astrology. In fact, I got to hold Max, the crystal skull, when he first came out for 30 minutes all by myself.
Wow.
Was
that a pretty striking experience?
I thought I was going to ask for something for me, but all I could do was pour love into him for 30 minutes. That's all I could do.
Wow.
I just couldn't conceive of anything, and I'm known for my I'm known for being a healer of crystals. Any crystal I've ever touched, if there's never a rainbow in it, there is always a rainbow in it every time I touch it. Just, you know, it's one of the way God uses me in a unique way. I know the science behind it. It's because of my magnetic field, but the fact that it happens, people will pay me to hold their stones. I never accept it, but just another way God uses me. But in Mayan astrology, out of the oracle deck, a lady did a reading for us at the Chapel of Light out there in Lake Whitney, where the Angel Conference Center is. And she all gave us the next day a reading from the oracle deck, and she picked the number 13, which happens to be the name Ben, B-I-N, my first name. and the prominent energy remedies that I am a star explorer, and that I knew of me already. I'm always out there in the stars. I go way beyond our system. It's just something that is natural and innate with me. I've even taken other people out into the universe further than they've ever been before because they know it's safe to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unique the way that God uses us to expand our awareness of who we truly are.
Yeah.
And on that note, appreciate you heading up the call board here.
You bet. Well, thank you so much. It's a joy to talk with you. And I had no idea that you had such a love for the sky as well. That's something that you and I have in common. It's good to know that and to connect with you on that level. Thank you.
Yes, just another way of our own for us to know who we are.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
When we observe it, it just has such an incredible depth, the sky. And it just seems like there is an endless amount that each one of us can have just to get a bit more familiar with it and to grow and expand. It just seems like it's an invitation to grow and get a deeper sense of how it's all present and connected. And so anytime I hear anyone having any kind of experience like that, I'm just fascinated. It's something that I really appreciate, and I have my own experiences with it. But I kind of get the sense that each one of us can have that deep connected sense with the sky if we're just simply open to it, if we're available to it. But some of us are going to be more drawn.
My chart is so interesting that I've had 5 people give me reports. One of them was a 30-page report.
Uh-huh.
My chart is just so interesting. People will give me a chart. And I'm also born 6:24 p.m., the very moment that they stopped the Big Ben clock in England. A 90-year-old man who gave me an astrology report says, well, you were born in between time. And that sort of says a lot of who I am and what I do.
Really?
But that's a unique astrological tidbit that, you know, people who have done it for all their life, you know, because it's a lifelong study.
Yeah, I find that. It's something that opens and opens and opens. And, you know, I've all the really best astrologers I've ever listened to or just sky people, they all have a unique perspective. And it's like Spirit has said this to me, notice what you notice. It's so important because each one of us is, even if we were all watching the sky together at once, each one of us is going to connect with something slightly different. And that's so important and such a blessing. So, yeah, thank you for connecting and resonating with that.
There's also a very good book called Star Elixirs and Meditations.
Uh-huh.
If you've ever heard of it, it's about bringing star energy into a liquid form that you can put on you. Some people in England did this a long time ago. It's a pretty rare book now. I gave my copy to a really close lady friend of mine out here. It's about all the other things that all the other stars out there in the universe, their civilizations are sending good things to us.
Hmm.
And it's just it's really my Bible. but I know it by heart, just like I know Love Without End by heart.
Yeah. Beautiful. I've never heard of that one. I'll have to take a look for that. I'll look for it.
They channel someone by the name of Hilaron.
Okay.
But for someone in your area, that's a book that will warm your heart for all of eternity.
Okay,
it's good. Let's go to the next caller here.
Okay, thank you, Stormy. Thanks for the call and the chat. So we got a wireless caller.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, yes. Hello, who's this?
I'm calling from Iowa. This is Betty Ann.
Betty Ann, hi.
Yeah, I have a comment, and I'm asking for some blessings. Now, the
comment is,
in the past, 9 months, maybe a little longer, I can barely make out anything anybody says. I don't know if that's because everybody's using a cell phone, and I'm not getting the strong tower message. But before, I guess 2-3 years ago, people were mostly still using line phones, and every word came out clearly. So I miss what Tony says. I miss what you say. I'm just passing that on.
Okay. All right. So I appreciate you mentioning that. So you're saying when you're listening on the call, you're having a hard time hearing. Is that right?
Yeah, the words are fuzzy. They're kind of, they fluctuate in and out, in and out. They waver. Something is not coming through clear and strong. We're not getting a good signal, and it's with almost everybody.
Okay.
And
the
blessing I want are for two friends who are very, very ill. Mary Ann Harvey. And another gal, she's home. Mary Ann is in a hospital. But Sally Moberg is at home, and she is deteriorating. Her arthritis, her injuries. So both those ladies could use a lot of blessings. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Well, thank you very much for the call and the comment. I appreciate that very much, and we're going to keep that in mind. I know I've had sometimes I've had some difficulty hearing things as well. So, so it's a good thing to note. And I think one of the things to do as well is we can check this out also then by listening to the recording, which is something I'll try to make a note to do this time, just to see what might be noticeable.
Thank you. Good.
Okay, thanks so much, Betty Ann. Appreciate your blessings and your thoughts.
I God bless you. I love you all, and I hate to miss any words.
I hear you. Thank you so much. Love you too. All right, so we've got another caller.
Hi, Kathy from San Diego. I was about to get on the line and say that I was getting perfect reception here, but then right at the end, as you were talking to her right at the end, I heard some fluctuation in the background. It didn't keep me from hearing the words, but I thought maybe could you have been moving? Could you have been turning the anything while you were talking at that point?
You know, I heard some background noise as well a moment ago, toward the end. So I don't know. It sounded like it was something that was kind of interference on the phone line.
Yeah,
I'm on a good cellular connection where I am right now, but I also have another phone that I can use. So thank you for
But otherwise it was strong and clear for me, and that's what I wanted to say. And also, so there were two other things, and one of them is for any of the listeners who get on Twitter, I do tweet a quote a day from Love Without End, and after I go through that book, what I'm doing now is The Keys of Jeshua. I'm tweeting that, so you can see it if anybody's interested in Love Is Who You Are at Love Is Who You Are.
Oh, so the at symbol at Love Is Who You Are all together.
Right? No, just Love Is Who You Are all strung together. And then the third thing is what I would really like a blessing for all the families that are, for all the children that are in the, that are in the camps that have been separated from their parents, and for all the parents whose hearts must be just absolutely breaking. So if we could, I would really like a blessing for that. And just for the whole world in general, please.
Yeah. Okay. I'm putting you down for the whole world as well. And the children in the camps.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Thank you for those blessings, and thank you for posting those quotes from Love Without End and the Keys on Twitter. And you can search for that on at Love Is Who You Are. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay, Kathy. Thank you for the thoughts and the blessings.
You're very welcome. Thank you all for what you do. Love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. So if you have a blessing or an observation or maybe something that you noticed from last week, because that solstice energy was really strong. We had from last Sunday, we had a full moon, and then we had the solstice on Friday, and there were a lot of things going on, a lot of connections with that. If anybody observed anything and they'd like to share a thought or an observation or another blessing, you're most welcome to do that. Glenda's trying to get to a place where she can get a phone signal and be able to join us. She asked me if I could man the board and help with the call today. And we're watching for her in case she's able to join. I think she's going to be able to join us in a few minutes. I see right now it's about 17 minutes after the hour. So one of the things I am aware of today is we have a very nice alignment today with Neptune. Now, Neptune has something amazing that's going on right now, several things. Today, the moon and Neptune are together. And Neptune has such an amazing influence. It has challenging influences for us because sometimes it can bring a bit of confusion. So one of the ways to understand it, it resonates also with the one spirit. It's one thing we can understand about it. But think of it'll also as like the ocean. So the ocean has this amazing power to not only connect everything, but it also has this erosional power. Anything that eventually goes into the water and stays there forever, it just simply dissolves into the entire ocean. So one of the challenges that we have with anything that's that immense and that connected is the balance between our individuality and our sense of that complete connectedness. And so some of the things that are attributed to Neptune that are challenging have to do with the this is balance that we have to get a clear sense of between that sense of connectedness and the sense of where our individuality stands truly centered and connected in the midst of all of that. Well, we have several things that are going on right now kind of connected with this solstice event. So it's very specific to the solstice, what we had on Friday. But we also have another large event, which is very positive, which stretches out literally over nearly 100 years at this point. There was a conjunction between Neptune and Pluto about 30 years, actually almost 40 years, before Pluto was discovered. We didn't know about Pluto till about 1930. That was when it was first discovered. And we discovered that its cycle for Pluto is about 250 years. The planet that we thought was the farthest from the sun that was part of our solar system was Neptune at that point. Well, it turns out that Pluto and Neptune have a cycle, and together they make a conjunction once every 500 years. And when we look back, one of my dear friends is a wonderful historical very insightful astrologer, but he looks at historical patterns. And he looked back at when Pluto and Neptune come together, which happens once every 500 years. And the last time it happened was 1892. And what he noted throughout the history that about 100 years after that conjunction, there's usually some sort of what he referred to as the golden age, like the Greek golden age happened. Then one of those coincided with the time of Yeshua. So the the time of the Buddha and the Greek Golden Age. They were related to one of these conjunctions. The time of Yeshua was related to that. More recently, the Renaissance was related to one of these. And so he looked at those patterns and he said, gosh, it really looks like we could reasonably expect, and he's not the only one to see this, but we could reasonably expect that we would start to see some acceleration. Now, isn't it interesting that that was 100 years prior to Yeshua showing up and Glenda painting Yeshua's picture? Now, that was also about the time that the internet was starting to flower. So there's an amazing array of things that were really having a strong beginning and or a miraculous connection that were occurring related to this. Well, after they were together exactly in 1892, about 40 years after that, roughly. It might have been slightly after this, slightly after the time of the discovery of Pluto. Neptune and Pluto formed a 60-degree angle, which is a fortunate harmonious angle. It means that there's an opportunity for a harmonious interaction between these. And the interaction of these two, one way to summarize it would be the transformation of consciousness in the largest sense, in the sense that Yeshua talks about it. Well, the amazing thing is that Pluto was in the fastest part of its orbit in all that time, and now Pluto is slowing down. So we've had basically about a 60-degree angle because Pluto and Neptune have been roughly the same speed while Pluto's in the fastest part of its orbit. So that angle, that 60-degree angle between Neptune and Pluto are still with us, and they will persist with us for, you know, I'm thinking it's probably at least another 10 to 15 years. We'll have a nearly exact sextile between Neptune and Pluto. It's a very positive, it's a strong, long-enduring, very positive connection. And today, we have the moon with Neptune, so it gives us a special connection, an opportunity to connect with that and get a real sense of the thing the moon does for us is it provides an internal place, or you could say the ability to focus and draw the energy wherever the moon is. It allows us to draw that into our awareness. So it gives us focus. But just like the sun illuminates the outer landscape, the moon is illuminating what's happening on the inner landscape, because the moon is a reflective light source, right? It doesn't generate its own light. It reflects the light of the sun and the other stars. So with the moon, wherever the moon is, if you watch the moon moving through the sky, or if you watch the moon moving through your own natal chart, you see connections, and every time the moon is making a different connection, it's giving you an opportunity to see more deeply and sense the way that the inner landscape is connecting with what's going on. So we have that today. It's actually going to be exact at about, I think it's about 8 or 9 o'clock Pacific time tonight. So that'll be around midnight East Coast time in the United States. So a really nice connection. And this this thing that's happening, the long-term positive connection between Neptune and Pluto, this connection for the transformation of consciousness. Right now, Pluto is also with Saturn, and that's going to be persisting from now until about a year from now, but they'll be very, very close. And so that's giving us an opportunity, but also challenges. This Pluto-Saturn thing is something that could bring about a number of things. In the past, there have been wars that have resonated with that. And we saw something that approached the beginning of a conflict this week. Very interesting that there was a shift in that. It didn't happen. It was a possibility that we could have something break out. We were even told in the news that something could have broken out on Friday. I sense that the positive forces that are also aligned with us all together that are visible in the makeup of the planets, the aspect in the planets for the solstice, that was, it was an overarching atmosphere of supportive energy for alternate possibilities and for transformation. But the thing I want everybody to be aware of is we have this subtle but important influence that's been with us now for, you know, somewhere in the range of about 80 years. And it's going to persist, and it's with us supporting that energy and discovery of transformation of consciousness. And well, another way to kind of think about Neptune is that sense of cosmic awareness, cosmic consciousness. So I'm not seeing anybody come on with any thoughts or questions. You're most welcome to call now with any other blessing requests or any other thoughts or observations. Hit *61 if you would like to offer a blessing, or if you have any other observations or anything else you'd like to express. Glenda did send a mention, a text to me a few minutes ago where she is unable to connect. So we may still hear from her, but I'm not seeing anything at this point. She's not able to dial in. So we're going to we'll keep going here, and hopefully Glenda will be able to join. And we'll give it a few more minutes. And then what we might be doing is starting the blessing. Oh, thank you. Mara's now here.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Mara. Thanks for calling. Thanks for star sixing.
Well, I am fascinated with your explanations about all of the connections and so on and so forth. I can't write fast enough to get that all down, but a week or two ago, I asked for special blessings for my son Matthew because he had to make some serious decisions, and he accepted them. I was really quite nervous about it, really, if I'm going to be honest. I also knew that it could be, you know, that it could be, there could be a better outcome than we have sometimes had in the past. But anyway, so I want to express thanks to all the blessing givers and Glenda and Yeshua, of course, because his physical problems have not disappeared, or and maybe won't, but his now he is starting to be more accepting of the reality of his ability to walk, or I should say his struggle to walk, and so on. And so I can see. And I've been, you know, I'm very aware of the, even though I don't understand it all, believe me, I don't, there, but I am having some deepening of, some subtle deepenings of some, connection, more and more connections, and even in the solar and the, larger universe, you know, the universes with ours and beyond it. So mm-hmm. I just want to give thanks for that, and I hope we all just continue doing what we're doing, because I think it's so wonderful, and I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity to avail myself to Yeshua and to Glenda's work with him.
Yeah.
All of you blessing givers, whether I've met you or not, I never say, when I say the blessings, I include all of your petitions, and And I know you do the same for me, and I'm very grateful.
Well, you know, Mara, what one of the things that I listened to, a number of the archived webinars, mm-hmm. going back many years, and you've been participating in Glenda's webinars for many years, and then so many of the more recent ones where I've actually been able to listen in live, you've been a part of those webinars and the jam sessions.
Uh-huh.
And so your participation is something that's that also you know is certainly a good synergy and a valuable presence. Your questions and your observations, your connections, your insights are really something that I've really enjoyed hearing when I listen to those recordings. Wonderful discussions, you know, really good questions. So it's nice to hear voices. There are so many. I've heard Jerome on many of those discussions as well, and I've heard Ollie in there and Desmond.
Yeah.
You know, there's quite a wonderful collection of people who've been really connected to this, and I know there are some people who come to the webinars and they don't speak up, but they've actually once or twice I've heard one or two of these people say, well, I just really come to listen and I just want to be here and kind of be here in the background. So
uh-huh.
I want to acknowledge that as well, that there are sometimes so many. I'm looking at the board right now and there's about 40 of us all on the call together right now. And I know sometimes it surges much larger when I've been on the board before. It's frequently even larger than that. And so right now, even though there's just a few of us actually talking, there's a lot of people who are present, and there's probably hundreds or maybe many more who are listening to these recordings and tuning in because this is a global thing, and not everybody can get on the call. So
right.
we're connecting with so many people, and all of the voices, all of the presence, all of the sense of connection that we have is something that has its own strength. It has its own life. So I just feel that it's a very encouraging and wonderful thing to hear in that body of knowledge and experience that's been growing for the last couple of decades. That, you know, there's a consistency and an ongoing growing a presence and a dialogue that includes
yes.
all of these people.
Well, you do a beautiful job of pulling a lot of this together too, with from a different perspective, and that is very, very important. All of the different perspectives are so. I love that one quote from Yeshua where he says, there's the space that we have is what we create, and that each one of us takes the space that we take up is exceedingly important to the whole. And I keep pulling that out every now and then, you know, when I get a little bit
yeah.
frantic about something, and I think, now hold on, this is all connected here. Don't get
yeah.
You're just a small part of the whole picture, but all together, it's getting
yeah.
now like I can't even keep in touch with all my great-grandchildren. I just had the 12th one was just born, and honestly, I haven't even seen some of them because they're, you know, well, because there's many reasons, but... I look at their pictures when the parents send them to me, and I just feel that someday they're going to know whether they ever have any physical contact with me or not, that I loved them from the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's a very beautiful feeling.
Well, and you know, that resonates in your presence, and it's like this group of people is a family, certainly, as well. It certainly feels like
yes.
that to me.
Very definitely.
So I just want to echo that to everybody who's hearing this, both on the call right now and in the recording. Your presence is felt as a connected part of that family and spiritual community as well. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, Mara. I just it's
you.
Wonderful to talk with
everybody
you.
On the call and the ones we don't know that are on the call, even if they're
yeah.
not, you know, even if it's just through thoughts and wanting to be connected, that counts. So
absolutely.
Thank you. I've taken up enough of your time now. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We do have a couple more calls. Thank you for being patient, and thank you for calling in with a comment or blessing request. So I have it looks like an international caller. Hello.
Oh, hi, Tony. It's Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for contributing once again and taking the call and all that you do for, you know, this community and the world. I'm just about to pull into work. It's Monday morning here. But quickly, I just wanted to add in to the blessings. I always, at the end of the blessings, include our beautiful Earth Mother, Papatuanuku, as she's known here. This week we've got these beautiful, rare birds down here, and one species called kakapo, and there's only, I think, about 140 left, but they were hit this year with a really bad virus, and we lost a number, and they think it might be due to global warming and some different things that are being released in their nests, and so I just really want to include beautiful creatures on this beautiful planet. I just get so, you know, heartfelt because we are supposed to be custodians of this beautiful Garden of Eden, and, you know, they're just so innocent, and I just pray for the restoration of this planet, of course us as well, but really for those innocent creatures and forms that, you know, are being drawn into this as well. So I just send my real blessings and prayers for, you know, the planet. So thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you. It's a beautiful blessing. I can't, you know, just echo that so strongly. And for the birds, I didn't know about the kakapo birds. Thank you for letting us know about them. And we've got them on the list for our blessing as well. Thank you so much, Linda. Good to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we do have another call. So let's get him on here. Hello.
Hi. This is Rick in Michigan, one of those that's on every Sunday and doesn't speak very often. But I would ask for a blessing for my wife, Lori, and my son, Ty. They're going to West Africa, and there was a little disturbance in an area just north of where they're going to be in Togo. And there can be a beautiful festival, but once in a while there's some dark energy attached with these shamanistic people that are there. So I would ask for a blessing that they stay free of any attachments that they're exposed to. They're sending them with the crosses. But a little extra protection cannot hurt.
Yeah, indeed. No, it sounds like a wonderful thing to send a blessing. You know, and so, you know, I would certainly amplify that. So for your wife, Lori, and your son, Ty, we've got them added to our list.
And then on the book side of astrology, Rudolf Steiner, that created the Waldorf schools and came up with biodynamic farming, which is levels of organic with the tilling. If you look, and there are several places that sell his books, he has an excellent book on Christ, on astrology. And Jesus spoke of this, and, you know, as the Catholic Church really wanted a little bit more control and institute just narrowing to earth in one life. There's an excellent book that I would highly recommend, because I know some Christians have thought that, you know, it wasn't one of the basic tenets of the Christ message, and it absolutely is. And conversely, there's also another book on Christ and reincarnation, and it's just quotes out of the Bible that all point to reincarnation that he's attributed to Sank. So that's it here.
Hey, that's beautiful, Rick. Hey, let me ask you the title again on the Rudolf Steiner book. Is it just Christ on Astrology, or is there a different title?
Yeah, I think that's it, but if you go to the metaphysical Astra, whatever they're called, society, if you just Google Rudolf Steiner books,
yeah,
there's several places. There's, I forget the name of the institute in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. They sell them. And then there's several websites that, have his works.
Yeah, I think it's the, isn't it still the Anthroposophical Society?
Yeah.
It's a tongue twister. But yeah, I love Steiner's stuff. He's very, very, deep for sure. But, it's one of those things where you could, like with what Yeshua gives us and what's in Phil's Love Without End and the Keys, you really can gain so much by studying it, but you can sometimes just go and touch on a little bit and it'll open up and start really talking to you, because it's connected to that deeper truth. And Steiner was, I think he died in like the late 20s, sometime in the 20s, I think he died.
Yeah, so for the other listeners, he had an uncanny ability. He was not formally schooled. He was a photographer, and he had a complete view of the Akashic Book of Records, and people would just ask him questions on anything, and he was able to answer every question that was lobbed at him for decades and decades.
Hmm. That's fascinating. I mean, I just know the exposure I've had to him. Thank you for sharing that that about him. He's one of those fascinating people. So thank you for mentioning him and his writing today.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me on the call.
Thank you, Rick. And looks like maybe Desmond?
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Desmond.
Hi, that bit about, well, everything, like Maura talking and Linda and the last person talking about Rudolf Steiner,
yeah,
I was just like blown away. I was like, wow, and Maura was so beautiful. And when she was talking about, when you were talking about community, a part of me lost a little bit of belief about blessings when I tried to talk to like my grandfather, Jim, about it, just him like kind of discrediting it in his own ways and being kind of, you know, just, you know, discouraging. And I've been part of this blessing group since it started, and I was taking courses before, mm-hmm. Even the blessing calls started, and I've seen so many blessings happen in my mm-hmm. in my life, and I even still lost some belief in the blessings for a while, and I just want to rekindle my ability to share blessings, that's what I would like, a blessing to share blessings.
Yeah, so like a blessing for your connection and your magnification of what Yeshua is giving all of us through this as blessing givers and those who are, you know, helping to direct the blessing and asking for blessings, and we're all magnifying this together. So rekindling of that.
I can't even relate to Glenda doing it because, like, you know, she's quite a bit older than me and she's a master. Like, she says we're taking a master blessing training course, but it takes a lot of years to become a master. I'm still learning about that.
Yeah. We're all in that growing, amplifying and learning process together. Well, thank you for that, Desmond. And it's about 1:46 California time, so it's probably about time that we dive into doing the blessing. So it looks like Glenda is unable to get on the call. So she did text me, and she says, can't get in. Please give everyone my best wishes, and I'm sure that includes Glenda's love and Glenda's blessing as well. So I am always so struck by the grace and the beauty of the way that Glenda invokes the presence and the blessing of Yeshua. It's something that I often just kind of sink into when Glenda's doing the blessing for us. So let us all now get ready for this. So if you are a someone who is preparing to receive a blessing, so just kind of connect with your breath, relax, and kind of center on your prayer for the moment, and know that there is a blessing energy flowing through all of us and flowing through you and everyone that you're connected with. So just find that place of relaxation and stillness and connect with your breath. And that breath is connecting us all. The connectedness of breath, the connectedness of life. And in the midst of that, we have our connection with our brother, Yeshua. Yeshua, your life, your presence is with us always. You told us, and it's written, that you'll never leave us even until the end of time. And your presence and your works, your life, your gift is something that makes itself available to us right now and over and over and over again. Every time, every place that we can allow ourselves to connect with it. So let us be open through the breath, through our life, through this moment of experience, to your presence and the presence of the Holy Spirit and the fullness of God's presence in all of reality. And may we find in that connectedness our readiness to let your love and your blessing pour through, to go everywhere it needs to go. And now, blessing givers, with Yeshua, and with Glenda, and all of us together, let us conduct the blessing. Amen. The blessing has been transmitted. Now, go and rest. As Glenda recommends, go and rest and just be in stillness. Don't do anything except receive. Put yourself into that receptive place, receiving the blessing for at least the next 7 minutes. Thank you for being on the call. Thank you for amplifying Christ's blessing. Thank you for being part of our living, growing community. And thank you, Glenda. We look forward to hearing from you and having you back with us, hopefully next week. Thank you, everyone, and God bless.